We are preparing ourselves now for the very special day, Yom HaKadosh, one day in the year that Mi Yichyelenu, like as I'll say, it's a very special day, a sublime day. Mi Yichyelenu, who could understand the greatness of that day, of Yom HaKippurim? For minig by Yidden, that they're even afraid to say the word Yom HaKippurim. They call it Yom HaKadosh. Because the day implies awe, Yiras Hashem, Tshuva, Ahava. It's the Shabbos of Ori Shabbosim. You have 6 days in the week, and then there is Shabbos. And then you have Ori Shabbosim of the year, and then Yom HaKippurim is the Shabbos of Ori Shabbosim. What Shabbos is to the weekdays? Yom HaKippurim is to the Shabbosim. And the Torah calls it Shabbos Shabbosim, the Shabbos of the Shabbosim. It's a Me'ein Olam Haba, that there's no Achila, no Shsiya. A very, very special day where we are raised and we rise from the limitations of Olam Hazeh, the needs of Olam Hazeh, and we go into a higher world. We're in heaven. We're in the community of the Malachim. And therefore, we put on the Gadim white, like the Malachim. And something happens on Yom Kippur that never happens any other day of the year. The Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim as the Shliach of Klal Yisrael, which means that in a certain sense, every Yid finds himself in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where he has no entry any other day of the year. Yom Kippur has a lot of important parts, important aspects. Your rabbis, Shalita, certainly talked to you about these. They talked about the tainus of Yom Kippur, which is mekasher a yid, which binds a yid with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. According to the cloud of the Chiddush Yerim, that whenever there's a mitzvah where the einish is kareis, so the schar is the opposite of kareis. Kareis means to be severed, to be cut off. And if somebody is mekayim that mitzvah, on the other hand, he becomes banded, he becomes tied to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. To eat on Yom Kippur is a chi of kareis. To fast on Yom Kippur ties you with inseparable bonds to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. To do a malacha on Yom Kippur is a chi of kareis. Not to do a malacha ties you to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. There are so many important dinim of Yom Kippur. Your rabbi spoke to you about it. The Yisur, Achila, Shsiya, the five Taneisim, the Yisur of Malacha, the Chiyav of Tshuva, Vidui, saying out the Averis, the Chiyav of Erev Yom Kippur, going in clean, to be able to go in straight to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam without any chatzitza, an important part of that is Pius, to be on good terms with every Yid in the world. In case you have sinned, in case you have offended any Yid, you have to be mefayis before Yom Kippur. Otherwise, you can't reap the benefits of Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is achdus, all the Yidin are together. They rise to a point where they're one, they fused into one Kehal Adas Yisrael. So, your rabbi talked to you about all these things. And I therefore don't see any need to talk about tshuva, to talk about the tainus, to talk about vidui, to talk about pius ben adam lachavayrei. I decided to talk about a thing. In Yom Kippur, besides the big things which I just mentioned, there are hundreds of small little things that happen in Yom Kippur. Little dinim, drabanan, minhagim, such things. I'm going to talk about one little, probably insignificant thing of Yom Kippur and try to explain it. On Yom Kippur, the minig is, we already started Rosh Hashanah to do something which we never do the entire year, Hishtachavaya. We kneel and we bow to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We fall down, prostrate on the ground, on Rosh Hashanah we do it once by Aleinu, and in Kippur we do it many, many times in Musaf by the Avodah. What is the inyan of Ishtachava'a, of bowing down, of kneeling down, of falling on the ground for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Dershu Hashem Behimatzai. The Navi Yeshaya says, "Bidayrish the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Seek out the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Find him. Make contact with him. Behimatzai, when he finds himself, when he's available, when he's here with you. When is it Behimatzai? When is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam available?" So the Gemara says, "Eilu asara yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom Kippurim." These 10 days of tshuva are special days. We're visited by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Behimatzai. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is with us every moment of the entire year. Malaych ala'aretz kvaydai. But on these 10 days, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is behimatzai. We can actually feel in a much stronger sense the presence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's coming to us. Kiva, kiva, lishpeit ha'aretz, he's coming, he came to mishpat the world. These are days of behimatzai. These are days of malchus shemayim, hamelach ha'kadosh. To such a degree that if you fail to say hamelach ha'kadosh in the Shmoneh Esrei, pasul Shmoneh Esrei, you have to daven all over again. Because HaMelech HaKadosh is the very essence of these days. Kingdom, Behimatzai, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is here. When the King is here, we're Mishtachave. We fall down prostrate on the ground. We're Machniya ourselves. We subordinate ourselves. We pronounce ourselves nil. We're not here. We are battle to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that's the type of Malchus, HaMelech HaKadosh, that we start off Yom Rosh Hashanah, the 10 days with Malchiyos and the Shofar, the coronation of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We proclaim the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Melech, over us. And more than that, Melech al kol ha'aretz. And this is also the bracha of Yom Kippurim, Melech al kol ha'aretz. Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom Kippurim. He's the Melech. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the Melech. In the presence of the Melech, nothing else exists. It has always been assumed, and it has always been so by all the peoples of the world, that they were willing to be Maisa Nefesh for the Melech. The Melech said, go to war. They went to war. It's dangerous. They might be killed. For the Melech, we do everything. I don't exist. I surrender my existence for the Melech. I'm subordinate to the Melech. I'm an Evet to the Melech. And this is the Taich of Malchus. That's the Taich of the Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And this is the Taich of Ishtachavaya. Bowing down and falling down on the ground in front of the Melech. What is a person? His stature, his kaima, he stands with all his ramachei varam ish sagidim. But before the King, he falls on the ground, and the space which he occupies remains empty. He's not there, he's on the ground. He's battle to the Melech. It says from the Tzaddik, Rabbi Shneur Zalman from Ladi, the Baal HaTanya, we say in davening that we can't come to the mitzvah of Re'iyah and the Azar and Beis HaMikdash, and we can't bow for you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Why can't we bow? Well, of course you could. Anybody stopping you? You can't go to the Har HaBayis. We're not allowed to go up on the Har HaBayis today, to the site of the Beis HaMikdash. But what stops us from bowing? So he says, bowing means hachna'a, bittul, total subordination to the point that you don't exist. You're surrendering your existence. You can only do that in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, a person could come to the madreige that he should have an attitude that he doesn't exist. Because the Beis HaMikdash is the makim of Malchus. In Chutz La'aretz, or outside even of the Har HaBayis, you can't do it. It wouldn't be a total subordination. To be mishtachave and your heart and your mind shouldn't be with it, that's false, that's shekel. We can't be mishtachave, that's what he says. Aybazai, why is it on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and we are mishtachave? I'll tell you something which is a little deep. About 40 years ago, 45 years ago, when I started on my career in Chinuch, I wanted to get some tips in Chinuch. And I spoke then to Rabbi Elias. You probably all heard of Rabbi Elias. So I asked him, how could I be a successful Rebbe? So he said, and I've always listened to his advice. When you speak to the Talmidim, the young boys, don't be afraid to tell them deep things. They understand much more than the older people. Young boys, young neshamas, didn't do many aveiros yet. They understand much more. Don't be afraid to tell them deep things. I'll tell you something which is a little deep. Avraham Avinu made a sefer. They don't learn his sefer in this yeshiva. It's too difficult. The name of that sefer is Sefer Yetzira. It's very difficult. We don't understand what's going on over there. But once a year in the Tikkun Le'ol Shavuos, we have a little excerpt of the Sefer Yetzira, which is from Avraham Avinu's sefer. And we say it on Shavuos night. And it tells us that when Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world, he made it in three duplications. Time, space, and nefesh. Olam shana nefesh. Makim zman nefesh. And each one is a copy of the other one. Whatever you find in one of these three, you're going to find in the duplicated in the other one. I'll give you a marshal which the Avi Nachal says, to illustrate this. The biggest, the holiest, the most kaddish place in the world is the Kodesh HaGadoshim. So the Kodesh HaGadoshim is really a little piece of Shemayim al Ha'aretz. It belongs to heaven, it belongs to the Shemayim. It's Kodesh HaGadoshim. Big Nisim happens in the Kodesh HaGadoshim, which we don't have in this world. Then, to duplicate this, it has to be in Zman. There has to be a certain time which is Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's Yom Kippur. The Kodesh HaKadoshim of the calendar. But to duplicate that, we have to have it in Nefesh. This is the Kohen Gadol, the Kodesh HaKadoshim of Nefeshes. But Yavdol Aron al HaKadishai Kodesh HaKadoshim Hu. So if there is a place in this world which is the Beis HaMikdash, there's a certain Zman in this world which is also the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, as far as Zman is concerned. That Zman are the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We're in the Beis HaMikdash, which starts with Rosh Hashanah and ends with Yom Kippur. And all these 10 days are called Rosh Hashanah. In the Navi Yechezkel, you have Yom Kippur being called Rosh Hashanah. It's the beginning of the year. Rosh Hashanah on the calendar corresponds with Beis HaMikdash on the globe in Merkin. For those of you who like little gematria, Rosh Hashanah is the gematria Beis HaMikdash. It's the same thing. And when we come to the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah is b'shtachavisa lefnei Hashem Elokecha. When the Aseres Yemei Tshuva come and Rosh Hashanah comes to us, it's Malchus coming to us. The Beis HaMikdash is coming to us. We don't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. The calendar brings it to us in Zman. So if there's a mitzvah of Ishtachavoy and the Beis HaMikdash, Vesham Na'ala V'Nerov V'Nishtachave, so in these Asara Yamim, we could be Mishtachave, because it's Behi Matzai. What's the Beis HaMikdash? Rabbi Nishvadim is there. Now, in the Zman of Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbi Nishvadim is there. Beis HaMikdash in Zman. So therefore, in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, we make Ishtachavoyas, we bow down to the Rabbi Nishvadim, as if we would be in the Beis HaMikdash of Merkin. And that's the reason why in Ordin Mayadim there's a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel to go to Eretz, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, there's no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Yom Kippurim, the most kadosh day in the year, the heiligst day in the year, no, there's no mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel means to come to the place of Malchus. On these 10 days, Malchus comes to us. You probably wondered why it's a minig by Yidin that when the Bar Shachris starts HaMelech, he doesn't go over to the Yomid. He says HaMelech where he stands, in the middle of the shul someplace. And everybody answers HaMelech, with a roaring HaMelech, the proclamation of HaMelech. After he says HaMelech, he walks over to the Yomid. Because in Rosh Hashanah, we don't have to come to the HaMelech. The HaMelech comes to us, wherever you are. It doesn't have to go over to the Yomid, to the place of which is designated to be the place of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. When Adam HaRishon was Nivra, there was a wonderful world, a world where everything was Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. Everything listens to the Rabbanu Shalom. And Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, we ask the Rabbanu Shalom, bring back this era of Adam HaRishon before the Chet. When it was a wonderful, heilige world, when the whole world was one Gan Eden. And we ask from the Rabbanu Shalom, V'yeda kol po'u ki'at, Meloicha kol olam kule b'chvedecha, Rabbanu Shalom, proclaim your kingdom. V'yeda kol po'u ki'at ha'pi'altai, V'yavim kol yitzir ki'at ha'yitzartai. Let every being know that Rabbanu Shalom is Melech. V'yayim ha'kal ha'shah neshama b'yap ha'shah melekei Yisrael Melech. There was a big tzaddik two generations ago. Rabbi Yisrael visioned itself. And in his shul on Rosh Hashanah, he was standing near the window on Mizrach. And in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, played with the string of the window shade. And one of the Hasidim was wondering, what? Even I wouldn't do it. In middle of Shemoneh Esrei to play with the string of the window shade? Rabbi Yisrael Vizhnitzer, of course, was a Baruch HaKadosh. And he knew what that Chassid was thinking. And as soon as he stepped 3 steps back and finished the Shemoneh Esrei, he turns to that Chassid and he said, do you know why I played with the strings of the window shade? Because I said, V'yeda kol pol kiyata piyaltai, V'yavin kol yitzir kiyata yitzaltai. And I was mispalel for that string, that a time should come when that string is going to know that the Rabbanu Shalom created it. And that's why I held the string. To be mamshich, to bring down Malchus Shemayim even on the string. That's how it was by Adam Rishon before the Chet. And that's how it's going to be after later on in the Zman Atzik and B'Yemayta Mashiach. It'll be V'yeda kol pol kiyata piyalte. V'yavin kol yitzir kiyata yitzalte. When Adam Rishon was Nivra, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar tells us that Adam Rishon announced he was the last thing to be Bashafen. He announced to the whole Briya, Bayu v'neshtachave, Bayu neshtachave v'nechra'a, Nivracha lefnei Hashem Eisenu. Let's kneel, let's bow, let's fall prostrate before the Rabbeinu Shalom. And everybody listens. All the animals fell on their knees. All the trees, all the blades of grass, they bent down and kneeled for the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what Chazal tell us. The klal is that L'idea l'vnei Adam Gvoraisa. It's good for everybody to know his powers. You have mighty dicker powers. A Yid doesn't realize how strong he is, how dynamic he is. When we say Kedusha, all the Malachim and Bashamayim say Kedusha. When a Yid does tshuva, he makes, depending on how strong and sincere his tshuva is, all the Beruim do tshuva, even the animals, even Tzemeach, even Daimam. They all do tshuva, depending on how strong your tshuva is. And if there's a big, big tzaddik that does tshuva, like it'll be when Mashiach will come, the whole world is going to do tshuva. Because all the Yiddish and the Neshamas are connected one with the other. And the whole Briya is connected with Yiddish and the Neshamas. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Koyolu Shata Tachas Taglav. Everything was put into the control of Adam Rishon, Ashir Pashas Noyach. The soil of the Avedis. And therefore all the animals and all the soil had to be wiped out because the Dayar HaMabu, the people, contaminated them with their Avedis. If I do tshuva, if you do tshuva, if he does tshuva, who knows, thousands of miles away, we make that another Yid should do tshuva. Or maybe 10 Yid, maybe 100 Yid, maybe 1,000 Yid, depending on the dynamics of your specific neshama. Kol shata tachas raglav. Everything is in control of Adam. Adam Rishon was in control of the whole Briya. And if he announced to the world, Bayu nishtachave v'nechra, let's fall down to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Let's be avadim to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Let's subordinate ourselves to the Rabbeinu Shalom. They all subordinated. And they all kneeled down. Daiman, Tzemeach, and Chai. Everybody. When he said, Bayu nishtachave v'nechra. And on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, when you're mekabel oil malchus shemayim, and you mevatel yourself before the Rabbeinu Shalom, and you mevatel all your tzaynus, and you say, Rabbeinu Shalom, I don't have any wish which isn't your wish. I don't have any desire which isn't your desire. I don't have any ambition which you don't appoint for me. I'm battle to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, like an eved to the Melech. When you kneel down on your floor, and you say, "Vanachnu kairim u'mishtachlim u'maidim," Yakirov Yedu Kabyaj Visaival. Who knows what you're accomplishing? Who knows that maybe a little neshama, Yiddish neshama, someplace in Bangladesh is doing tshuva because of you? We are powerful. We are dynamic. We have a sphere of influence that's way, way beyond our gufim, way, way beyond, way, way beyond. Somebody can come down in the basement of the Twin Towers and push a button and put on all the lights in the Twin Towers. He'll push another button and they all go out. Dynamics. Just a push of one little button. And that controls all the electric in the Twin Towers. We are dynamic. We have a lot of voltage in ourselves. When you bend down to be mishtachve for the Rabbanu Shel Olam, bend down with all of creation, with the entire Bria with you. Let them all pay homage to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. You probably saw in the more expensive Sidurim, those that cost $6 plus, in the beginning of the Siddur, there's a set of braises which is called Perek Shira. And every Nivra in the world has a pasuk of Shira to sing to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Every Nivra sings in its a certain pasuk. And Perek Shira, the little that we have of it, tells us many Bruim what their specific pasuk in Shira is. Interestingly, the Braisa tells us, Kelev Oimeya, what is the Shira of the Kelev? This is the Shira of the Kelev. Every Nivra says Shira to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, or will say Shira to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. The Kelev says, there must be a reason for it. Why does the Kelev say the exact same pasuk that that Adam Rishon said when he proclaimed and he summoned the entire Bria to bow to the Rabbanu Shel Olam? The same pasuk, Bayon Nishach Bevenachra. Let's understand the Kelev. When you want to offend somebody, Chas v'Shalom, you shouldn't do it. But when somebody really wants to offend somebody, what's he going to call him? A Kelev. Ah, he's a dog. Of course, nobody here would say a thing like this and then a yid. What's wrong with a Kelev? Even Goyim, a dog. What's wrong? Man's best friend. Why did he despise the Kelev? The Maral explains. A Kelev is not independent. No Nivra, no creature in the world would run to its master and start licking him and dancing about him as the Kelev does. What are you licking a human being? No Nivra, no other beast does that. A beast likes to be independent. They feel that as much as an animal can, at least the malach of the animal, that he's totally in the Rabbanu Shel Olam. He's totally in the Rabbanu Shel Olam. He needs the Rabbanu Shel Olam. He's dependent on the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And he's not dependent on the bus of a dumb. He's not dependent on his master. His master is the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Every animal, the animals of the woods, want to be free. You can feel and see the misery of the animals when they're in the zoo. They're not free. Every animal wants to be free. But and they don't particularly care for their master. But the caliph enjoys being having a master, and he licks him, and he dances around him, and he's happy with him, and expresses his happiness with his master in every possible way that a dog can. That's wrong with the caliph. Freedom is a kedusha dika feeling. Freedom is a privilege. Freedom means that I'm free to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Man to kaf is beyachre. If somebody's bound to somebody else, he can be a real avid. And that's why the Rabbeinu Shalom took us out of Mitzrayim. Don't be avadim. Be free. Be independent. A caliph is not free. He doesn't realize that his master is the Rabbeinu Shalom. He has a substitute master. And he's happy with being with having this master. And he expresses his happiness. That's wrong with the caliph. He's not free. He's not a ben chayrim.